What's up, you guys? Welcome to Disney Movie News. Today we're going to talk about Mary Poppins, Tangled, and Mulan. Let's go.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
It's a good song. I have it on my Spotify constantly. What's up, you guys? Welcome to Disney Movie News, the show where we unsurprisingly talk about Disney Movie News. I'm your host, Leo Camacho, and you can follow me everywhere on the internet at Leo Zombie, everywhere at Mr. Leo Zombie, except for Twitter, where I'm just at Leo Zombie. I don't even know anymore. Life is confusing. And make sure you follow the Popcorn Talk, guys. Do that on Twitter at the Popcorn Talk and on YouTube at Popcorn Talk. But
Popcorn Talk Network.
Popcorn Talk Network, excuse me. You could also just type in Popcorn Talk and it would still come up.
You'd find
FYI. Search engines, guys. But very much like Disney Magic, I can't make the show alone. So I have two lovely co-hosts with me.
It takes people to make this dream a reality.
That's right.
Walt said that.
Sarah's here chewing her popcorn.
Sarah Snitch back with bangs, glasses, and popcorn.
That's I dig me. The bangs.
Yeah. I cut them to hide a pimple. Lucky. I had a pimple and we were doing the modeling thing, so yeah. I cut my bangs so that I hide the pimple at the modeling.
That's right. You guys are going to see Sarah modeling some loot wear next
MBD.
Month.
MBD. Just cut my bangs.
Can't talk about the theme, but just know Sarah's part of it.
I'll be
looking out for it.
Yeah. So I'm Sarah Snitch. I'm everywhere at Sarah Snitch. I'm Sarah Snitch on YouTube. Thingamablongs. And also fan player.
You have too many things now.
Too many things.
So many
too
things many to follow.
Take it back to simplicity. Where can they follow you?
Hey, guys. I'm Renee, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel and on Snapchat at TheRenee Ariel. And check out my blog, catslipstickla.com. My most recent article was, Where Are They Now? The 7 dates in 7 days.
Oh, my God. Oh, there's a follow-up?
There's a follow-up.
There's a post-mortem?
Is it where you post the text from the ones that were mad at you?
Oh, yeah. What?
Oh, my God, is it really?
Yeah, I did.
I totally did. I'm definitely going to go read that. Dude, your social media icon, because you have the same name everywhere, and I'm so proud of you.
Except for Snapchat. Someone took Renee Ariel. It could be the
really?
Ariel. And it sounds like I'm the Renee but Ariel.
It's okay. We have a friend named the official
but, like,
Ariel.
But, like, I am the
you are. Yeah, our friend is the official Ariel, and I'm like,
oh, nice.
You're not even animated, but somehow, yeah, you're correct.
And then someone tried to one-up him, and because it's him, the real official Ariel.
Oh, yeah, the real.
He was like, stop.
The actual really truly.
For those of you asking, Keaton had a flight delay, so she didn't get home in time for the show.
That's right.
Something like that. I think that's what
happened. No, she got flown out to a wedding.
Yeah, and she was going to do a red-eye flight, but then the flight was earlier.
Oh, she couldn't come back in time.
Oh, it was back?
I thought it was two.
Oh, no, she's not here.
Yeah, I thought it was two. Sarah, stop complicating.
Please clarify in the comments.
Yeah, in the comments, let us know what you think happened. Guys, we have a lot of cool
news. We really do have a lot of news. We've got to stay on track.
We do. There's a ton of news, and it's all really cool. So, I mean, I think it's all really cool. Some of it's cool.
Just keeping with the theme of people who think I hate everything on the internet. Is that what you were going to say?
No, but that's accurate. No. I was going to say real quick before we dive into the news, last week you tackled it by yourself, didn't you?
Yeah.
I got to say, props. Props to you, everybody.
Oh, thanks,
can we get
guys.
Cool sound effect to emphasize this? Thank you.
Thank you.
I wasn't able to watch it while it was happening, but I went back and watched it. And I gotta say, I was thoroughly impressed. And I loved how you were just always on the edge, like, that's right. Right? That's good, right? No, you did an awesome job. I'm super proud of you. Oh, there was one thing I was gonna point out, and now I can't remember what it was. I had it built up.
That
it's
I wrapped.
Gone now. Oh, the wrap!
Yeah.
That was it. Dude,
the wrap was really good.
I might have to retire, because.
No, you do the best job. It was one show.
Crushed it.
I was so nervous about that. I knew it was coming.
Well, oh, yeah, that's what it was. At the very end of the show, Zach left the camera running.
Yeah, it was on.
Here's my impression. She's like, and the show is over. Oh, my God, that was crazy.
That was really fun.
That was the highlight.
I was like, I did not know that was still.
Now we know.
The show.
Now you know how I was really, like, confident about it, guys.
You did,
like,
a good job.
Nailed it.
You did a good job.
All right, Leo, what's the first bit of news?
First bit of news. Captain Marvel. Guess what? We know what it's about. It's an origin story. Which is interesting, because this actually has sort of a ripple effect. We know that this movie is going to be an origin story of Captain Marvel, how she came to be Captain Marvel, how she got the powers and all that good stuff. But I know, you know, it just means that we're not going to get very much of the Captain Marvel persona in any other Marvel movie before this one. Mm-hmm. I know that a lot of people are saying she's going to be in Guardians 2 or something to some capacity. They might introduce her because she's some, I don't know my Captain Marvel history. I know she's military personnel to some degree. Zach, you want to chime in? But that just means that she's going to be even more limited than we imagined before. Because, for example, Spider-Man Homecoming is coming out, but we don't get an origin story. First of all, they've told it a million times. Second of all, we got the intro to Peter Parker in Civil War. Mm-hmm. And we thought maybe it was possible that we were going to get a scene like that with Captain Marvel that was going to introduce her. But the origin story is reserved for the movie now, so who knows what part she's
going to play. We could still see possible. A little origin stuff in Guardians or something. It's not like they couldn't just, like, show her and have her be like, and then, like, really explain it later.
Maybe she'll have just, like, a bit role. Just sort of, like, she'll save the day as a person. Like, you've got what it takes. Bye! And then the next movie, we pick up where we left off.
The current rumor is Carol Danvers is her name.
Yes.
And that she'll be in Infinity War, part one.
Okay.
Infinity War?
Infinity War.
It's the next Avengers movie.
Infinity. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it just never ends?
It's called the Infinity War because it's about the Infinity Gauntlet, which holds... If you watched all of the Marvel movies...
This is a very... big task you're about to
No. So all of the Marvel movies so far have been introducing these, like, powerful stones. And the main villain, the overarching villain, has been trying to collect them through all of the Marvel movies. Mm-hmm. And the Infinity War is him getting them all together in one place to put them in this gauntlet that allows him to control, like, everything. Basically. It makes them all powerful. So it's the Infinity Gauntlet, because it controls infinity.
What's the first one where they do that?
The first stone?
No, the first
stone is the blue one that's in Loki's staff.
Oh, my bad. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like the first stone that gets revealed, and then it gets put in like Vision's head, and it's like the Mind Stone.
Mm-hmm. So all the Marvel movies. So all like the Marvel Iron movies. Man?
Iron Man has no Infinity Stones.
But yes. Oh, man, because that's the first one I'm going to start.
But in the Avengers, and he is in the Avengers, and that's where you get the first one.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I watched the... Okay, so now I have to watch the Avengers again, so I understand.
So you know Loki has that blue crystal in his staff?
Yes.
You saw it. Remember, he uses it to control their minds? Yeah. So in the second one, they break it and they take it out, and that's one of the stones. That's why it's so strong.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, like, Guardians of the Galaxy revolves around one. They're all all over the place.
So many things.
I know, guys. I know. I need to get on, like, one of the Marvel... I've been talking to Matt Key. I want to go on Marvel Movie News so we can do, like, a Disney buffer episode.
Doom will welcome you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, guys. I love you.
All right. Marvel News.
More Marvel News. We got a new Doctor Strange featurette. Yes. I know you guys are not jazzed. Super stoked.
The lineup, I always put Marvel News at the front.
She does, just to get it out of the way, which is cool. I'm cool with it. As long as we can talk about it. Zach just brought up to me that we need to get my tickets so that we can go watch it together. I need the link to your theater in time. And, I can't because it's wedding that day.
Yeah.
He's going to watch it without me. But let's watch the featurette.
You act like I'm only going to see it once.
I love you, man.
All right, let's watch this feature.
I'm glad you're on my team.
How long is it?
Quick little featurette.
What if I told you the reality you know is one of many?
See, she's like, the reality, because there's a reality gem.
An entirely new aspect to the cinematic universe.
Just like
in the comics, Doctor Strange deals with parallel dimensions, deals with the multiverse.
See, it's
the
like, which reality, yeah.
And we've pushed it with how we filmed this.
For movies like this, IMAX is more immersive. Every set piece is
The spells look so cool.
Visuals and sequences in ways that we haven't seen them done before.
God, Inception looks so good.
Ow.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, this is really cool.
Steve Ditko is one of the greatest Marvel artists in history, and that we're now able to take what he put in the mid-60s, these trippy comic panels and comic covers, and we now have the technology to put that into big three-dimensional space on a movie screen is amazing.
I'm so excited about this, you guys.
Doctor Strange is honestly probably the most ridiculous-looking superhero.
Well, so here's the thing. Looking...
Yeah.
Just
he's a little strange.
Yeah. Well, see, she gets it.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. It's reality, you know, is kind of, you know, subjective, I guess. Like the way you can experience it and the way that it exists and stuff like that. And that's what the Reality Stone is. It's cool that they're tying Doctor Strange, who's all about the supernatural and magic, and they're tying it into the stones, into the Infinity War. It's such like a really clever move if you're a comic book fan to put it in a nice little neat package for everybody. I'm super stoked about it. I don't know. In the chat... You guys stoked with me? Please.
No, not stoked at all.
There's three people in there.
I literally wrote, living for how bored you all are by this, because they're all like, pretty colors, LOL. A couple people are excited.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for throwing me that bone, Sarah.
No, it's just like, a lot of people in the world are excited, just not the 75 people watching this.
I know, but I wish you guys cared.
Please care
for me.
It's weird because they like love some Marvel movies.
Some
Marvel.
Like, they like the Cap. Yeah. Well, because Cap's much more of a drama. It's much more of like a spy thriller, and it has a little bit more like character interaction, right? And we built it over time. And so they've learned, you know, you learn to love it as a soap, where Doctor Strange comes out of left field. And he's, first of all, he's not even an A-tier Marvel character, right? If someone's favorite character was Doctor Strange, it was like, you like Doctor Strange, right? He's always been a background character that they put into stories to make things make sense, because he's crazy, supernatural, magical. It doesn't have to make sense. So it's interesting that now he's being presented in this light, and they gave him such a headlining actor like Benedict Cumberbatch.
It's his time.
It's his time. So yeah, Doctor Strange is time. Just like Guardians, who were no names. Literally, they were in like two comics from like the 50s or something. And here they are now with being the most popular Marvel franchise with, you know, Tumblr audiences, basically.
Let's talk about something we'll do care forward. About.
All right.
Dogs.
Dogs.
Doug in real life.
Doug in real life.
I am a dog.
This is the best thing that Disney's ever made.
This was wonderful.
Yeah.
This is a sketch that Oh My Disney made called Doug in Real Life. Let's watch it for those of you who may not have caught it. We don't have to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, we'll just watch it.
There he is.
What?
There he is in real life. Just like think about if this happened to you.
Hi there. My name is Doug, and I am on a mission to meet new friends.
Oh.
Hi there.
Oh my God! Did he just talk?
I did.
I never met a talking dog.
I would die.
I've never met a nicer smelling human.
How can I talk?
I may talk because my collar allows me to talk.
No.
My master, he is on a blimp with a small mailman.
It's such a weird I am also meta thing to say.
Oh, I love that spot. It is the best spot. Except for the spot you are petting right now. That is the new best spot.
Like all over scratch.
Oh, I do. I do like all over scratch. Ball, I hear a ball. You are going to throw it. You are going to ball. Wait, you still have the ball. That was a trick. You will not trick me this ball. Oh, you are in the cone of shame. I do not like the cone of shame.
You know where the camera is?
I do not know what a camera is.
No, it's in the phone.
Can we play fetch with the phone?
No,
I have just met you, and I love you. I like your gray shirt, tiny human. You smell right. Very nice.
Yeah,
to
I get
me.
It.
Yeah, it's the best.
Squirrel!
It's so
I thought
cute.
I saw a squirrel on your face, but it was...
Everyone loves it.
It's truly magical. I really love that girl right there in particular.
Yeah.
She forgot it was a dog. Like, hey, pose for the camera.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a remote control mammal. Like, it's a dog with someone in a collar, which is obvious. But it's,
wait,
that's Disney magic, right? It's
that
immersive.
Wasn't actually Doug
No, it was. It was real.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, you confused me.
Yeah, you gotta catch up. Catch up, get it, dog up. Okay. That was awesome. And out of nowhere, by the way, where did that come from? What made
they're
them
just
really
doing cool things.
That's cool. Disney's
no,
smart.
But really, why did they randomly do that? I feel like that's so, like, years later. Maybe up to?
Maybe they're up to no good?
Uh-huh.
Up to no good? That would be the perfect sequel.
That's the sequel name.
Oh my gosh.
You
Disney,
heard it here
me.
First.
Did they say no more sequels after 2019?
Hire me. I don't care.
Am I making that up?
I just made you $1 million with
what?
One title. No more sequels. No more Disney sequels.
No.
Pixar sequels.
Pixar said something about no more sequels after
what?
2019.
Did they?
I forget what it was.
Well, there's still time.
There's still time.
No, but they've announced all the ones up until.
Maybe they were wrong. They can still make a sequel to Up called Doug.
You should only talk like that.
Pixar says no more animated sequels after 2019.
No more sequels?
Planned. None are planned.
Oh!
But we got, we know everything that's coming out up until then.
Do we know?
The Toy Story.
Do we know?
Yeah, we do know. It's, like, ends with, Disney Pixar release dates in it. We've, like, talked about this before. It's just really hard to remember. It is, we got Finding Dory came out, then Cars 3 comes out in 2017, then Coco, which is the original story, then Toy Story 4, then Incredibles 2.
Oh, okay.
2019.
Got it.
So we got a lot of sequels coming.
We got them coming.
I like movies.
All right.
Guys, the Doug movie.
Oh my God, LOL.
There's your theme song. You know that, and that's Disney now, by the way.
What?
So you just sang a Disney
theme song? I mean, they bought it.
They bought Doug.
They changed the theme song.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. Beep-bop details. Moving on.
Guys, I love Doug. Okay.
Tangled. Announced.
Well,
we already knew it was announced.
They
showed a featurette for the animated series. Very short. Let's watch it together as friends.
There's lots to discuss.
Lots to discuss here. Rapunzel, Eugene,
Maximus, and the hair.
Surprise.
is back.
She's back for Tangled, the series, coming to Disney Channel.
Okay, so let's talk about this.
Her hair is back.
So does it grow back magically? Like, as it grows, does it become blonde again and become magical?
We don't
magical?
Know, but we know that there's going to be an explanation for why it's back.
Thankfully, because they addressed it within
That's the best part.
Promo.
Theories
we're
for
get that.
Why
I'm pumped.
Rapunzel's
also, who's
hair
holding her hair?
Back.
I want to know.
My favorite, like, meme that's come out of the...
Who dis?
...thing is, who dis? And it zoomed in on that girl.
Yeah. This makes me want to cosplay as Flynn Rider now with a Pascal on my shoulder.
He's back!
Where is she? Who dat?
Who dat? Where is she at?
Who dat?
She's like... Yeah, she's like right around
there.
There
she is.
Who dat?
Who dat? Dat. It's probably some like royal vizier, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's going to be like a royal buddy.
A new friend?
Yeah. Like a castle bud.
All right, let's take predictions. Because I just want to point out, every time I make a prediction, I'm usually right. Remember what happened with Lion King? In your face!
Yeah, he's been wanting to say that. We already discussed that last week.
You
we can't go back to it.
It being live action?
Yeah, he
called
it.
Yes, I called it.
Oh, you called
it? I called it the day after we saw Jungle Book.
We can't call it live action. Because it's not.
Yeah, people have
live
said that
CGI
as well.
Action.
CGI. It's just a remake.
It is just a remake. But we don't know. We don't know exactly what it's going to be. When Jungle Book came out, I said, I think it would be awesome if they made The Lion King in this style. And they were like, no, why would they ever do that? It's just, I'm like, I'm telling you, they're going to do it because it's too cool. And they're like, no. I'm like, all right, I'm sticking to my guns. Everybody locked me in a chamber until I decided to not talk about it anymore, and I emerged. When they announced it, and I just went, I told you, you threw off the Emperor's group.
I get how you feel, because I also predicted something as well.
Oh.
I predicted this new Bachelor.
Did you really?
The Bachelor.
You see how she just turned to... No, she's obsessed with The Bachelor.
I predicted Nick? It was going to be Nick. Yeah, because he came in here.
Oh, you guys.
He was here! I saw his back of his head, but I remember watching the interview and going, oh, he's so the next Bachelor.
Luke got
called it! So I had that moment, too. Addressing it on Disney movie.
No, you gotta own them.
I want everyone to know that I was right.
God, you should have seen Sarah like when I woke up that morning. Because I woke up. The reason I found out was I woke up and I checked social media and I was like, "Oh, people are already tweeting that I called it." And I just like turned to her and I'm like, "Hey, babe, I was right all along." In your face. Thank you guys for supporting me. I love you all.
Thanks to all the fans.
Thanks to all the fans who believed in me, believed in the Lion King. Hakuna Matata to all of you. Okay,
you're mocking me.
That
you?
The voice actress for the character confirmed that the who dis is a Gothel.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, is it Gothel?
Mm-hmm.
Is she like good now?
Well, it's not Gothel. Like, it could be like, I forget
oh,
if someone
Gothel.
Said it's either her daughter or her sister.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Oh. Right. I think they're saying it's Gothel's daughter, who's like Rapunzel's. Sister, technically.
Oh, you know so she's well, like maybe the drama.
Do you think she used to like visit sometimes the tower? Like
I think
Rapunzel?
They're probably friends.
It's
Rapunzel, let down your hair.
Yeah,
like
we've got our D&D night tonight, Rapunzel.
Someone in the chat said that they're upset that she's back to blonde because it changes what happens in the movie. But I'd much rather see an explanation for why it's back than them just putting it back and not explaining it like they do at the theme parks.
I mean, you'd rather that?
Yeah, I'd rather them explain why it's back rather than just be like, we're just going to
have
this
show
pretend
like
she's still blonde.
She has short hair. Oh, no, I like that we're getting an explanation for the hair, but I'm saying for Gothel, if that is Gothel. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there. I am excited, though. I think, first of all, Tangled is one of my favorite princess movies.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of the best Disney movies in the last, like, decade, for sure.
It's a good one, for sure.
It's up there. It's like, it's tough, because for
it's
me,
so
it's
much better
Tangled.
Than Frozen.
So much better.
By far, and that's the thing. Frozen got so much more hype.
It did. And I even like wrote like a piece on why it's a better movie. But anyway, Tangled, Zootopia, Big Hero 6.
Zootopia was underrated but great. Because, okay, here's the thing. I don't think that they did a great job with like the preview for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the preview didn't get me at all. I'm like, I'm not going to see this movie. I saw it. It's phenomenal.
The marketing was really boring, actually, surprisingly. You got to watch all the Disney movies because I like this. Like, this is great. When you've got it, you're on it, man.
Mouse Talk says, why was her hair cut in Tangled after the short? Well, whatever happened to make
right
her
away.
Hair grow back.
Yeah.
Hadn't happened yet.
Yeah.
They're married in the show.
She hasn't tried Rogaine yet, bruh.
Yeah.
Maybe she had the sugar bear hair vitamins
that
the Kardashians eat.
Oh, yeah, they do eat that.
Yeah.
Sugar bear hair.
Sugar bear hair.
That's probably it.
Do I need to get on that? Is that like
biotin? It's just biotin. Sugar bear hair is the biggest scam because it's 100%
it
just biotin.
Did you watch the BuzzFeed video of it?
No, but like what helps your hair and nails? biotin? Like, just put it in a gummy bear and make it blue and cute. Like, yeah.
That's it's smart. There's also biotin. Lead in there. And if you have more than the two sugar bears a day, you're having, amount of lead.
You're ODing on lead.
Yeah, on lead. Okay. I'm like, I prefer to have bad hair than OD on lead, please.
Got it. When I cut off all my hair in college, I had, Leo's hair. and I immediately regretted it, so I started taking prenatal vitamins because, it's like vitamins for a baby to make them grow. It's like a thing, but it freaked my mom out.
You know what I love is that talking about Rapunzel brought up hair growth.
I was like, it doesn't make you pregnant, Mom. It just makes your hair grow.
Tonight on Disney Move, we're going to talk about how to grow your hair thanks to Tangled. We should just do life advice based on Disney movies.
Yeah.
What's the next piece of news?
Piece of news, Aladdin live action gets a director. Sarah, who is it?
It's Guy Ritchie. Is this the Genie's movie?
Oh my gosh, Guy Ritchie. I love Guy Ritchie as a director. He did Snatch, and he did, what's the other big one, Zach, that I'm blanking out on? He does a lot of mobster films. He did the Sherlock Holmes movies. Yeah, that's right, with Iron Man in them. With Iron Man and The Hobbit was also in them, and Rachel McAdams.
Oh, so this is a separate project from the Genies movie.
Yeah, no, this is live-action Aladdin.
Boo.
Aladdin.
I thought, God, it's, whatever. I'm not actually mad about all the remakes. I'm not. People are mad about it, and people are like, when will it end? But, who cares?
Who cares? We're getting another Disney movie.
I'll watch it.
Guys, I would be mad if they weren't still making original stuff. Yeah. But they are.
And here's the other thing. True. It's like, you can't make it's like, Aladdin was literally, 20-something years ago. It's done. We want to bring it back and make it popular again.
Yeah.
I spoke to 8th graders last weekend, and they haven't even seen a lot of these Disney movies.
Like, which ones?
Like, a lot of them, it turns out. Because they only know, the big ones. They know Little Mermaid. They know the ones that their parents definitely have the VHSs for.
Someone says it's too soon for Aladdin, but it's not too soon for Beauty and the Beast.
Or DVDs, not VHSs, I guess. Maybe they do. I don't think
it's... not too soon for Mulan.
It's not too soon. Oh, well, we're getting there.
I know.
Okay, but that's it. That's all the only news. But it's exciting because I think Guy Ritchie has a really good... he's a good sense of comedy interjected with action, and... He's very story driven. Like everything that happens seems hectic in his movies, but they always somehow tie to a common thread, even when they seem like they don't. And I think Aladdin is a really good property to kind of take that on because you have so much going on all the time with the genie and his magic the street rat and his royalty. You know, it can be a really cumbersome sort of environment. And Guy Ritchie has a really fun way of making that hectic nature.
Tori coming in here hating on the live action movies when you haven't even seen the Jungle Book yet and you refuse to see it. I'm calling you out.
Tori, honey, please.
Listen.
Oh my God. So they're getting better. And I'm glad that Aladdin's coming later than sooner. Because, Maleficent.
Maleficent was like.
Meh. Sorry. Cinderella, though.
Yeah, I agree with that.
What'd you say?
Cinderella.
Oh, Cinderella was...
I heard good things with Cinderella. I'm not going to lie. I had no interest in seeing it.
Yeah.
Because, here's the thing. Out of all the Disney movies that I'd want to be made into a live-action film, Cinderella was not the top of my list. The amount of times they did it already...
But that's why it's important that it comes now, right? Because they need to get their craft down, and we throw the throwaway princesses,
Get rid of Cinderella.
Which I agree. But they made it better. They made it enjoyable.
Okay, I need to watch it. Here's the thing. I've heard everyone that's seen it has really liked it.
I went in there expecting it to right?
She's gonna lose her shoe. The princess is gonna
come. Fine, whatever. Or a date, whatever. And at the end of the movie, I'm just like, man, this was a lot of fun. I liked it.
Cinderella was fine.
It was fun.
It didn't...
It was pretty.
It didn't add much more to the original story for me than just making the prince a lot more interesting.
Kit.
But I wasn't having a bad time watching it. It was good.
We had a good time. We walked out of the theater and go, that was fun. And then it's like, okay, Jungle Book. And we walked out of Jungle Book
oh my God, Tori. What? I've seen them, but I don't want to see Jungle Book because of how bad it looks.
Jungle Book was really good.
Literally everyone in your life is telling you how good it is. What is your problem?
Stop roasting.
I can't stop.
Jungle Book was really great. I really, really, really enjoyed it. Yeah. I thought it was really well done. I thought it was very intense.
Yes.
It was Jungle Book scary, but in a good way. Now. It was gorgeous.
Well, here's the nice thing. Aladdin's not next or anything. We've got a couple more to go before we get Aladdin.
The genie's going to look awesome.
By the time they get to Aladdin, their formula is going to be down. Plus, Guy Ritchie, come on. He hasn't really dropped the ball at all.
He's got this.
He's pretty consistent.
I'm excited
It's going to be interesting to see Guy Ritchie take on a Disney property, though. Because he makes some dirty-mouthed, foul-content movies that are a lot of fun. And Aladdin certainly, I guess, would... be the best for him to take. It's going to be crazy, guys.
It's going to be crazy.
I highly recommend those movies. I'm a big mob movie fan, by the way. Just letting you guys know.
Oh, I disagree, Serenity. Uh-oh, Cinderella was boring. Maleficent was the only one so far they did that was amazing. Maleficent was low-key a joke.
Yikes on bikes.
But it's fine. I mean, I know a lot of people who like Maleficent, but I think it was made for...
children.
It was made for people who enjoy the type of thing where it's like, what if the villain was the hero?
Yeah, like they tried like too kind of hard too with hard. The plot. It's a stretch, and I'm not enjoying
I believe it. Some of the visuals were beautiful.
And I just hated the king. The king was weird. The like writing and performance of him was weird.
Yep.
Did you like Angelina Jolie's performance as Maleficent?
It was fine.
She looked so cool.
She looked great. That's what I'm saying. Like, visually, the movie was great.
Yeah.
But the story was just, like, slapdash.
I hate when it's overcomplicated like that. Like, just keep it simple, guys. Keep it simple. You can add a twist, but you don't need to be like, this is all going to be different than this. Like, stop. Stop.
Someone in the chat just said, Sky Patterson, Guy Ritchie's a terrible choice, which is funny because the movie hasn't been made yet, so you don't know that he's a terrible choice.
It's true.
But if I recall correctly, they were saying that Jon Favreau was a terrible choice to direct Iron Man, and we all know what happened with that series. I mean,
and Jungle Book.
And you can criticize the last two movies of the Iron Man series, but they ultimately were pretty fun movies. But undoubtedly, the first one launched an entire genre of movies, a new complete thematic tone to all of the Marvel Universe, a new property. It made Iron Man a B-class hero. It turned him into the most marketable superhero in recent history. So you gotta sometimes go with those curveballs, man. I'm just saying.
A lot of people defending Angelina Jolie's performance.
She was fine.
Yeah.
It was fine. I really liked her performance before Aurora came into the picture. Like when they take the wings and stuff, she was really good.
Here's how I feel. I think... what you're saying is right. Angelina's performance was good, but it didn't fit the movie she was in. You know what I'm saying?
The understated acting, where it's just like mostly just like...
Well, the movie felt like it was trying to keep up with Angelina Jolie. She was too good.
She's too good.
Yeah.
No, I mean...
Didn't fit to me.
I don't know what to say about this without like insulting other things that I thought were like similarly bad. So I'm just not going
to
do it. Okay.
It's just like when
people see a performance that's really, really, really just like understated, I'm like, how can you say that's good because she's not actually doing like anything at all?
Right.
You know?
But that's the thing. The ability to do nothing and still deliver is really impressive for
acting. I don't think she delivers until the end. It seems to kind of come out of nowhere.
Yes. I agree with that.
Where it's like, oh, suddenly I love this little girl.
But is that a product of Angelina Jolie's acting, or is that just the writing of the movie?
You know what I mean?
What I'm saying is like
it could be one of the
she
other.
Was
it could be
fine, both. But the movie around her didn't quite take advantage of who she was. The acting wasn't on par with her. The story was just sort of all over the place, and she was a very still figure. I don't know.
That's exactly. It's just too all over the place. Like they needed to make one strong choice, and they didn't. They made it.
And that being said, I don't hate it.
But it's like comparing it to other movies. Yeah. It's like, whatever.
Well, it was like, all right, this is what we got in the Cinderella. And it's like, oh, this is what that could have been. And then we get Jungle Book and we're like, well, come on,
guys. Yeah. You could have tried harder. Jesus. Exactly.
You made animals more interesting than Angelina Jolie. How is that even?
How did that happen?
To be fair, those animals were Bill Murray and Ben Kingsley, though, to be fair. And Christopher Walken.
All right, we've been talking about this for...
That's why we watch this show, right? To get our opinions on Disney movie news.
True.
Guys. That was amazing.
Can we agree that Pirates was a good series until 4?
No, because it was a good movie. It was a good series until 3.
Yeah. Well, I think that the first Pirates of the Caribbean is an incredible movie. Like,
a standalone, timeless film.
Amazing. Yes. I love those films.
And then 2 was good, but like got worse.
It got weird.
And then it got worse.
It just got worse with the
issue. Then I feel like 4 took it back and was like, all right, it's a little better, but it's still kind of, not quite... And now, based on, we haven't talked about that, we got that preview for the new Pirates movie, Pirates 5.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about that.
That's not in our news. Javier, was it Bardem?
Yeah.
Silly, yet menacing. First of all, how many supernatural undead pirates is Johnny Depp going to make mad? I need to know
all
this.
All of them.
How many are there?
That's a good question.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. Yeah, we can play it.
Oh, we got that trailer.
Let's watch it. It's brand new. It's not that long.
Is it just, like, in the fog?
There's always fog in pirates movies.
True. Fog, especially Pirates of the Caribbean.
Fog, dirt, and undead pirates.
Not smog.
God, I'm not going to lie, though. As bad as the movies are, I love the Pirates fan franchise so much. So much.
I already feel like it's intense. Like just the music.
Half of the trailer is just the intro. Oh, wait, what? What is this?
Oh, she has so many birds.
Oh, this is for... Wait, what?
Yeah, this isn't it.
Wait, what is this? Is this like a...
This fan-made?
Yeah, is this like a fan-made one?
I think so.
I think it's a fan-made one.
That's my bad.
It's all good. You had me.
I mean, shout out to whoever made that trailer.
Shout out to whoever made that.
That's a song from 3.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, I was going to say, just move forward in it. Oh, this is definitely it.
LOL.
Yeah. No, I love the Pirates franchise. I think it's so fun. And I think Javier Bardem is a really good villain, as he's proven in many other movies like Skyfall and No Country for Old Men. And we're back to pirates sailing around, up to no good.
Oh, yeah.
Swashbuckling.
To this organ.
You know what? What's really smart? I'm going to talk about afterwards.
Ooh. Ooh.
Bye. I like how it looks like he's underwater. Like he starts floating. Very aerial of him.
Oh my gosh.
Who this?
Don't litter.
Jack Sparrow. Do you know this pirate?
Nah, bro. New phone, who dis?
Who dis?
Find Sparrow for me and relay a message from Capitan Salazar.
What is his name?
Captain Salazar.
That is not what it sounds like.
Captain Salazar.
Enunciate.
Would you say that to him?
He said please.
Yes, I like that.
That's
humorous. So Javier Bardem is a... Also, what's that skull all about? What's happening with that skull? Every Pirates movie has a different skull.
It's just like, guys.
So Javier Bardem is Spanish, and he is playing a Spanish pirate, and so he pronounces his S's like T-H's, and that's why he says Capitán Salazar. That's why it sounds so slurred.
Salazar. I would just be down. I would be super down for just some like regular pirates shenanigans, just like real pirates having their adventures. But, I don't need undead magic.
So the current theory on the net, on the World Wide Web, is that youngin is Will Turner's son.
It's got to be.
And
she's pregnant at the end.
The reason they make it an undead pirate is. That guy's dad is also an undead pirate, and it takes an undead pirate to kill an undead pirate. So we're going to see some crazy nonsense. Yeah. And if you go on IMDb, his name's Turner. I'm just saying.
Ooh.
That's where we're going to get into some shenanigans, because you're going to be like, I'm glad you have all this hay weight. And then they're going to fight. That's going to be great. Oh my gosh, I'm super stoked. I don't care if you don't like it.
That does look cool.
I love it. Let's see. What do we got here? God, we're going. We have so much. Mary Poppins casting announced.
They cast Jane Banks.
Jane Banks from Jurassic World.
Yes. I know her as, like, she's one of Jack Donaghy's girlfriends on 30 Rock. But, yeah.
She's also in... Bones.
Isn't she also in Interstellar?
Bad bone syndrome. Anyway.
Interstellar, right? She plays McConaughey's daughter.
No.
Not her?
But she was the lead in Jurassic World?
Yeah, isn't that her?
No. Where she looks so different.
No,
maybe I just said that. She's not in Jurassic World at all.
I'm just naming, what's that actress's name? I can't remember.
Bryce Dallas Howard. This woman is not anything like her.
She looks so different with a different hairdo.
But she agreed. I thought she was like
a computer person in it. Oh. And then you were like, oh, she's the lead in Jurassic World. And I was like, wait, you're confused. And I just went with it.
Yeah.
Emily Mortimer.
Let's see
what she was in that you would know. LOL, Leo. So the Banks children in the new Mary Poppins movie are adults. So that's why this is not a child that they cast. It's an adult
So is it
woman.
A sequel?
Look, this is this
her,
woman.
That's what I thought it was. But then when you said it was a lead in Jurassic World, I was like, oh my gosh.
Because I don't know who she is, and she looked like Bryce Dallas Howard. So
she
I just
was
said
in,
that.
I don't know faces then. She was in Shutter Island.
Which I haven't seen.
Shutter Island is so good.
Hugo.
Love him.
Didn't see that. Don't remember it.
Pink Panther 2.
Another one.
She was in 30 Rock as
Phoebe. She was in the first Panther
Lars
as well.
And the Real Girl. Yeah. Howl's Moving Castle voice. Anyway, so she's being cast as Jane Banks. Right. That's pretty cool.
Oh, Scream 3. That's why. Yeah, she was the girl Scream in Scream 3.
Mm-hmm. Notting
Classic
Hill.
Scream 3 series. Notting Hill, I do know. Oddly enough, I do know that one.
She's Perfect Girl in Notting Hill.
Perfect Girl?
Yeah.
She's just a random girl. Yeah. I think I know which one that is, actually.
So, the Mary Poppins Returns is 20 years after the events of the first movie. So
oh, yeah,
Jane and
Michael
Poppins
stance.
Michael has 3 kids of his own.
So, is this a sequel where Mary Poppins hasn't aged, and she comes back to take care of the kids' kids?
She's a Time
kids.
Lord, yes.
She's a Time Lord.
We've gone over
that
this.
That sounds really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that for sure.
It's Depression era.
Have you ever seen the trailer for Scary Mary? Where they recut Mary Poppins to make a horror movie trailer.
No!
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, will you tweet me the link?
I will.
After, thanks.
It is literally the best recut trailer of all time.
I want to see that.
Yeah. Tell us more. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Sarah.
I mean, that's
it. It's just like Mary Poppins to me is Marvel to you. Like, I don't get why people are attached to Mary Poppins at all.
I don't either. But I like Mary Poppins. When I was a kid, I could never get through the whole movie because I got so bored. But I liked.
Yeah.
What I watched.
You like
of
the
it.
Concept of Mary Poppins.
Yeah. I like the concept of Mary Poppins.
Yeah. I
like
the music
was good.
A lot.
Hopefully,
I liked the music.
Hopefully, this movie can sort of be what Mary Poppins is, what we imagine it now.
That's
like, Mary Poppins was made in a different time and age. Like, she was probably way ahead of her time when it was made. But it's hard because it was a movie I never really grew up watching. And kind of really, I mean, I knew about who Mary Poppins was, but I kind of wasn't exposed to that sort of, you know, that mythos until I was much older. And by that time, it was kind of just too.
I didn't really understand
removed.
It when I was a kid. I just was like, she's this magical nanny. I never thought when I was little that she didn't age.
Yeah,
I didn't even know that. I think that's a really smart twist,
because
who would have thought, right? Like, that's never mentioned or anything. Or is that something that I just never understood?
No,
never
I don't think
book?
It's mentioned at all.
Yeah, I don't think
but
so.
But she does fly into their house from, like, the clouds.
Oh, yeah, she's magical. Whoops, forgot.
Yeah.
She did fly in with her feet together, like
the
this.
The umbrella.
And the bird and the...
I remember the penguins.
The penguins were good?
The cartoon
no,
penguins.
I mean, I watched it a lot. I just never watched the last 20 minutes of it.
Fun dork. Yeah.
But,
Are you excited about this one, though?
Sure. Lin-Manuel is in it, so it's gotta be good.
Okay, so it's gonna be good. Guys, I have been...
Leo just got into Hamilton. So did I, to be fair.
Hooked on Hamilton this week. I have not been able to get the Schuyler Sisters song out of my head. I think it is the best one on the album.
He also likes, You'll Be Back.
I also like You'll Be Back.
A lot. And I just had to tell him that it was Jonathan Groff.
Yeah, I didn't know it was him. Yeah. I'm now hooked, which is probably to the delight of many of you out there. I know there's a lot of Hamilton.
Hamilton trash.
I need to listen to this.
Honestly, like, it took me a long time. I was fighting it. I was like, come on, whatever. And like I said, I sat down to draw, and I had the music on, and it earwormed me, man. I have not been able to stop singing it for, like, 3 days now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, I have a flight tomorrow, so perhaps I'll...
Yeah, give it
at
a listen.
The airport.
It's a long soundtrack, but it's a story. Like, the soundtrack is the story. So it's actually entertaining. Like, you can listen to it like a play. Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Yeah. Lin-Manuel is not Bert. He is a Bert-like character, a lamplighter in London.
His name is...
Jack.
Dirk. One-syllable R names. That's it. I don't really know what else to say. Do you have anybody else about Mary Poppins? In the chat, you guys love Mary Poppins or what? Let us know.
You like Disney or what?
You like Disney or what?
So
is the big news that I'm actually pretty excited about. Enchanted is getting a sequel.
Disenchanted.
Is it really called Disenchanted?
Yeah, no, we already know. We've known for a long time there's going to be a sequel.
Okay, what did we get, though?
And Amy, and we didn't know for sure if Amy Adams was coming back.
Yeah. Is she coming
how
back?
Would they
she
do
is.
It without her?
She is. I don't know, man.
How they would you do it without her?
Yeah, so it's called Disenchanted. It was announced a long time ago. And Amy Adams is coming back, and Adam Shankman, who directed Rock of Ages, is going to be directing
the
sequel.
I hated Rock of Ages.
Yeah, did you like Hairspray, though?
No.
You didn't like Hairspray?
I didn't even see
it. Oh, my God.
I
we
it.
Have to watch Hairspray. I love the Hairspray
with John
movie.
Travolta and Del DeZim?
With Zac Efron.
Vinny Barbarino and...
Oh, my God.
Danny Zuko.
Yes. I I love Hairspray. In the summer of 2007 I will always remember just listening to the Hairspray soundtrack.
Here's the thing.
Oh my God.
The reason it's such a big deal that I like Hamilton is because I don't like musicals. So all of these things you're saying to me, they're just like, they're bouncing off my invisible
shield. Dude, I don't like musicals either. I'm not like pumped on musicals. I'm not into musical theater. I don't like going to shows ever. But like, I loved the Hairspray movie.
Are you a musical person, Renee?
Not really.
No?
Yeah, I never saw Hairspray because I wasn't like...
That's why I speak highly of Hamilton, because I'm not at all.
I'll check it out.
I've seen like two things on like Broadway ever in my whole life. And one when I was a kid was called Starlight Express, which is the longest running stage performance of all time, apparently.
Oh my gosh.
And it's terrible. It's like people on rollerblades with ramps.
Honestly, like if I can convince you, like we're gonna watch Hairspray tonight.
Well, then I guess we're not watching it tonight. Cool, moving on.
It's so good.
We'll see about that. Next up, moving on. We got a lot. We still got some stuff to cover. We got the...
we have one more thing to cover.
No, we got two more things. Live action Mulan
news. Can we talk about your thing first? Because I want to talk about this one for a long time.
Okay, we'll go back to that, guys. We'll go back. Star Wars got a poster released today, because tomorrow we're getting another trailer for Rogue One.
So next week we're
going
to have some big stuff to talk about.
Rogue One coming to theaters. Yeah, we got a new poster. Guys, remember last time when we got the international posters for China and Japan, and I was real mad because I was like, what is this? This looks like... cockapoo-poo. Well, the one for the United States is not cockapoo-poo. It's really nice. It's really well produced and very cool. The kind of poster you would want to put on your wall, which brings back a lot of fans' hope that the movie is getting good, you know, production. Oh, there's a lot. I just kicked the microphone. There's a lot of people out there that were concerned with the movie's production. They're saying it's going to be downhill. What do they do with it? They don't know how to handle the Star Wars properties outside of the main trilogy, blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm still super, super, super excited about it. And I think this poster, although it doesn't mean anything, it brings back a little hope. Maybe you would say a new hope.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
It's pretty.
It looks cool. God, I love how you guys balance my nerddom for certain things. That's pretty much it. I just want to share that with you guys so you guys can actually see it, because last time I went on a graphic designer rant and tore the other ones apart. I mean, there was reflective sand. I will not stand for reflective sand. And that rhymes. That's it. Okay, so, all right, Mulan. Mulan. Live-action Mulan news. Sarah, you're so eager to talk about this. Why don't you...
Last week, Renee very eloquently covered the Mulan remake news. Mm-hmm. It's happening. But in the week since... there's been a lot of discussion of whether or not Disney's gonna hire Chinese people to play the characters in the movie.
There was a leak, which Disney actually spoke and said it wasn't true.
Yeah, there was like a rumor that the love interest for Mulan, whether or not he would actually be Shang, was gonna be a white guy. And then Disney was like, no, we're doing an all Chinese cast. So they came out and said that they're doing an all Chinese cast, which is...
good.
Amazing.
Yeah, because the current, I mean, Mulan, as it stands now, is one of those rare...
I mean, maybe not
gems.
All. Like, there might be some minor characters that aren't Chinese, but you know what I mean.
But, like, the animated Mulan has sort of been one of those rare little gems that people are really fond of and proud of in a lot of ways. It accomplished something that Disney movies had never really done before, and that was, you know, portray a culture, at least respectfully, in a lot of ways. So,
just looking at pics.
Yeah. All of the primary roles, including the love interest, will be Chinese, was the direct quote from Disney.
That's good. So people are already like fan casting, putting up their Chinese hunks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dang, son.
I got an interesting message on Tumblr where someone was anonymously asking me, like, why, like, oh, there was this rumor that came out this week that Disney was going to, you know, hire a white person for Mulan, and like why? And but now that they've even said that it's not going to be a white person primary role cast, everyone's like, well, I'll believe it when I see it. And like, why do people got to be like that? And why do people have to like treat Disney like the villain before they've even done anything? And I responded, and I was like,
it's a history of Hollywood, first of all.
People, minority groups have a history of being shafted by Hollywood. Disney is not part of Hollywood. It is. And so whether or not Disney has a bad history of whitewashing their movies, Hollywood has a history of whitewashing
their
movies.
But Disney has also.
But exactly. Disney has done it on a few occasions. Yes. And like that's just talking about like live action whitewashing,
not even getting into the animation stuff.
So
Radcliffe, anyone? You know what I'm saying?
What are you talking about?
Pocahontas.
I know, but like,
but that, I mean,
like
was,
he's not white one.
That was brutal. No, he's not, but like, right, you know what I'm saying, Sarah.
I'm not trying to do it, but I do now. People are rightfully skeptical, and it's okay for people to be skeptical. It's just going to make them that more appreciative when Disney does it right for Mulan, which they hopefully will, and it seems like they will.
And the, I mean, we have, in recent history, we have seen Disney, like, they're a little, they're starting to become a little bit more aware of how they're presenting their properties. Frozen got a lot of slack, and so they made a huge effort towards Moana. Mm-hmm. And obviously we know they're playing that one straight and playing it by the book. And I think that Mulan will kind of be an extension of that. The first Mulan was pretty good. I mean, as far as, like, representation goes, pretty...
Well, not all the voice actors were Chinese.
No, they could have, no, no, but I mean, like the story. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not all the voice actors, but it was a step in the right direction. Sure, it has its flaws, but everything moves us towards where we are now, and hopefully we get what we deserve now, and that's the right movie.
Yeah, I'm feel? Really pumped about
a
it.
A lot of people were saying that the voice of Mulan should play Mulan's grandmother in this
That'd
one.
That'd be funny. I don't think she's old enough to play her grandmother. No,
but she could do that voice if she wanted to, or her mother. Or she could be the matchmaker. It'd be really cool to have her in the
She's
film.
Like... She's not grandmother age at all. Like, look at her.
She's, no, she's hot. I would date her now.
Yeah,
she's
super
like,
hot.
She should be her mom. Grandmother's yeah.
She should be her mom.
Unreal. She's like almost 60.
No way.
She's
no. 50,
she's in her 50s. Yes.
Ming-Na Wen is in her 50s, and yes. she still does crazy stunts every week.
Yes.
She looks 52. So young.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Trust me, I stalked her this week.
Oh, my God.
Obviously. She's so smoking. What a babe. Sorry, Sarah. She's my celebrity crush.
She's your celebrity crush. Yeah, I feel like of all the things that are happening, this is definitely the one that's a little bit soon. Mulan came out in 1998.
It is, but a bit.
Whatever.
1998, though, was still like
I know, it's a long time ago.
Years ago. By the time we get Mulan,
I mean, it took them like
100
years to remake Cinderella, not 100. That's
yeah, but like we didn't have the industry that we have now at the same time. You know what I mean? Like that's the thing. I was like, it's too soon. 20 years? Too soon? Come on.
Yeah.
It's time.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm fine with any of the POC stories being remade because I feel like pushing those out. No, just, well, yeah, I mean, like, if they're not going to do Pocahontas.
I just want to know when I'm going to get my Latino Disney movie.
If they're re-pushing it out to new audiences, like, before White Princesses, like, that's good with me.
Get it.
Can
they sneak another White Princess in there, you think?
Well, they're doing Beauty and the Beast, they're doing Little Mermaid, and they're doing Tinkerbell.
Yeah, but, like, new princess.
Like, Tangled?
Anyways,
too soon.
Get it out of here.
Retcon.
Rapunzel.
What was I going to say? You made me think of something.
Salazar.
You made me think of something. Yeah.
Good. Well thought out, Sarah. I really appreciate your discourse on this subject.
You were, like, said something that made me think of something, and then you just stopped talking. So the Latina movie, and that's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Coco. But it's not a princess.
No.
But I know we got...
Elena.
Yeah, but come on.
I know. You want a movie.
I want a movie.
I get it.
I want them to explore the Latino culture.
I get it. You want Book of Life made by Disney.
Being late to family events and...
Oh, my God. The Cuban goodbye.
And giving Christmas presents 3 days after Christmas because you forgot. That's what it's going to be about. I can do that. I'm Latino. I can make fun of myself. I can be racist against myself.
Someone,
You're
I think...
You're so weird.
All right.
I can't find the original post, but there was like a tweet going around saying that Jennifer Lawrence was going to play Mulan.
What?
But it came from a Twitter account that was literally called like Unnews, and it was like fake news.
And everyone freaked out.
Yeah.
It happens.
So.
Oh, that's right. Gigantic. It takes place in Spain.
It does.
That's right. I totally forgot
about
that.
Are you excited about that?
But the main character is a boy. Like
you want a girl?
I want a female. Yeah, because I want her in the lineup. Like obviously, I want like a male Latino, but I feel like Naveen was voiced by an Argentinian guy. So like, I kind of got that because he doesn't belong to any real nation.
It's hard for you because like, there's lots of maybe like instances of like a Hispanic culture being represented, but like not specifically Cuba.
Oh, Cuba will never get one for sure. Eh. But like, I would take like so that's another reason why I'm so into like the Caribbean, like Pirates of the Caribbean. What do you say, Caribbean or Caribbean?
Depends on what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean, I say.
Pirates of the Caribbean, me too. I like it because that's like the culture of my people, right? Like floating around on boats around those islands. Spain, I mean, they weren't the greatest folks, but that's sort of my lineage, so I'll take it. Representation. Holla, where you at? That's it, though. That's all of our news. Should we do some quick personal updates and stuff like that, guys? Some cool stuff that's going on?
Yeah, if you missed out on the Francis Pin Pals on Fanflare, they were restocked today, and we literally only have 35 of them left. So you got to get them because we're never making any more of them. So you got to get them if you missed out.
Yeah, and they're almost out already, too, on
that's
the first
day. 35.
Somebody said Book of Life. That's not a Disney movie, but I loved Book of Life so much.
Leah loved it so much.
I watched it two times in the same day. Like, I love Book of Life. It was super, super great. I wanted to do Manolo, too. I wanted to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Pin Pals, we got some really cool pins coming out soon, too. I hope you guys enjoyed the Halloween pins. Thank you guys for scooping those up. We got a few left, so time's not out. But we got some awesome designs that we've been working on. It's going to be
November
super
1st.
Exciting. November 1st.
Mark your calendars.
Hold on to your butts. It's coming. Some news that was released today on the LeakyCon website.
Oh! LeakyCon!
LeakyCon happening next week for those uninitiated. It is the Harry Potter convention.
Yes!
Holla, right?
I know.
You feel me?
Crazy.
She doesn't.
She's got zero cares in the tank on that one.
Let me tell you. I went to my first Harry Potter convention in 2008.
It was LeakyCon. She got super Jew mom.
First LeakyCon was 2009 in Boston. I was there. I went to every LeakyCon except for the last one because I had some stuff going on in my life. So I'm very excited to go to LeakyCon. LeakyCon is my lifeblood.
I've never been to a LeakyCon, and I will be at this LeakyCon. I originally wasn't going to go. Sarah bought a ticket for herself and not for me because she was like, you don't even care anyway, baby.
Well, it's $250.
Yeah, talking to the mic.
Sorry.
But, it was announced today, it was released on LeakyCon social media, that I am part of the cast of LeakyCon.
There's a play.
There's a play, and the play will have a greater function at the con itself, and I, yours truly, am Mr. Sirius Black. Okay, great. Thank you guys for hopping on board.
Of course I like Wizard Rock. Do I like Wizard Rock? Yes. Whomping Willows forever, Draco and the Malfoys forever, the Parcel Mounts, the Moaning Myrtles, Harry and the Potters. I'm a big fan of MC Creature. yes. Love it. Anyway.
Those are our nerd updates. We got, don't forget, this weekend, Saturday, SLS in Vegas, SLS Hotel in Vegas. I'll be hosting the cosplay contest at the gaming tournament. It's free to enter, free to join. Come on down and hang out if you're near Vegas. That'll be cool. And, of course, next week, LeakyCon. The week after that is Kamikaze, which I'll also be a guest at. Renee, updates. What do you got?
My blog, just that I'm working on my blog and I'm doing a new article probably in the next few days because it was requested on Twitter. I'm going to tell you guys what happened with my Starbucks crush.
Oh.
And he subscribed to my blog. So.
Heck yeah.
You need your own reality series. That's it.
And I'm Sarah Snitch. I'm going to be at Pugaween this weekend while Leo abandons me.
I'll be at SLS in Vegas partying.
And then I might be selling Fanflare at Kamikaze, so come see if you're there.
We have two shows before then. We'll keep you guys updated. But, thanks for listening to us and putting up with us. Guys, that's it. That was Disney Movie News. Thank you guys for hanging out. Let's give some shout-outs to the chat room. We got...
Oh, my God.
We got Lauren Wilson in chat
great
tonight.
Disney.
Christian 14362. Looking right.
Candle me.
Sarah Coakley. Chilling in the chat with Pixel Ray and Amy the Internet Hobbit. Oh, where you at, girl? CC Rinaldi. I'm rapping and doing my very best.
Space,
but I'm not as good as my co-host because they handled the best.
Sky
Patterson. I'm giving you a shout out, girl, with Tricks. Allison. Scott, yeah. Victoria Soto, and Vane. That's short.
Emily Saunders.
Saunders in the house. We got Emily Saunders in the house. Shout out! We got Bamboo 72. There's a couple of other numbers, but I'm just gonna get right through that.
Annie Allen.
Annie Allen. Give me those names so I can rap about them,
Carolina
baby.
Carolina Otero.
I'm just doing the
hook. We went R&B tonight because last week she did the rapping and she blew it off. It was so tight. Jump in, girl. You're the special guest on my EP. So rap about the chat room right now. Please go.
Hey, we got Trix Young.
We do.
I used to like Trix. The cereal.
Not for kids anymore.
Carolina. Carolina.
Oh, my God.
Ontario. That wasn't your first name. But it's okay.
We all make mistakes, girl. Just keep it real. Make sure you give shout-outs to everybody online. Follow us. I'm at LeoZombie on Twitter, at Mr. LeoZombie, all over the internet. Make sure you guys follow us on Thingamavlog. We post Disney content every single day. Make sure you follow my girls. Where you at, ladies?
I'm Sarah Snitch.
Yeah, Sarah Snitch is to my left, and to her left we got...
I'm Renee, and you can follow me everywhere at Renee Ariel, except for Snapchats at the Renee Ariel.
Don't make it complicated, but that's okay. I'll forgive you, because I'm not a hater. Thank you guys for watching Disney Movie News. You've been an awesome audience. We love you guys so much. You know that. We'll see you next week.
Give us a thumbs up.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.